December 13, 2016, regular commissioners' court meeting, second floor, Brooks County Courthouse, Brooks County Courtroom. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, this is an open meeting. Let us begin with roll call.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Carlos Arias, County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, we have a quorum. Also with us is the County Auditor's Office in the back and the County Clerk's Office recording the minutes. Let us begin with public comments.
I'm here as a public comment section here for line item 24. I know that we cannot discuss 24 right now, but I want to comment on that. I want to read it. It says here, discuss the use of Brooks County Sheriff's Department van as requested by County Auditor August Petrovic from the New Life Christian Church of Bible Institute trip on December 2nd through the 4th, 2016. I am here not as the county auditor right now speaking for public comments, but as the pastor of New Life Christian Church. And this line item that was put on the agenda by the county judge has requested by the county auditor to use a sheriff's department vehicle. As the county auditor, I did not request the vehicle. As the pastor of the church, I did request the vehicle. We receive that vehicle every year when we take our youth and young adults to Columbus, Texas, where they go and have a retreat. We take whoever in the county that wants to go, youth and young adults alike, and we take them up there to get them off the streets, away from drugs, that kind of stuff, that helps them out to move forward. It was as a constituent in this town, I was very flabbergasted that this item was on the agenda, since I have the foreknowledge that there are other non-county entities that use sheriff department vehicles that are not on the agenda. And my understanding is, why should the beneficiaries of such items be put on the agenda when in fact the benefactor should have been on the agenda, which is the sheriff's department? The sheriff is the one that lent the vehicle, so he should be on the agenda, not the beneficiaries. So to put New Life Christian Church as a church, which I've, and I don't know how, you've been here longer ago, I know y'all can respond to this, but I've never known anyone to put a church on the agenda. I think that's, you know, and I think that's personal and vendetta. And as a pastor of this community, with the congregation, I let them know Sunday that this had transpired. Some are here, some cannot make it. And I would request that our church be not used as a personal ploy to get something against August Petrovic, the county auditor. We should not have even been on the agenda. What should have been on the agenda should have been the sheriff's department. If you have a problem, it's unconstitutional for the sheriffs not to be lending out the vehicles. They should have been placed on the agenda, not New Life Christian Church, August Petrovic, county auditor, or pastor August Petrovic. That was wrong. So I just want to say that on behalf of my church, that was, we feel that this is incorrect and it should not have been placed. I have the board here with me, and we would like to have that, I don't know how we can do that, that's stricken from the record, because this will become a permanent record, and I don't think it's fair that a church should be on the record. I don't see any other churches, and I don't see any other non-government agencies that uses the van, because I was told by the sheriff that the 4-H Club uses the van, and they have children, liability issues. The veterans use the van, liability issue. We take the county, we use the county place where we are at the county extension, and we have carnivals, we have things, all liability issues. So we're talking about liabilities. We're not being fair onto some, and we're being bipartisan to others. That's not right. And as a citizen, as August Petrovic, as a pastor, and August Petrovic as county auditor, you know, we should be fair in general to everyone alike. So I think that this should not be placed. I would like to have it stricken from the record as far as New Life Christian Church. You can put whatever else on there, but I think the name of the church should not be on the record. And I just wanted to display that as my public comment.
Well, actually,
thank you so much. I know we can't respond to that.
Actually, I'm going to respond to what the line item says. I'm not responding to his comments. I'm responding to what the line item says. It says, for the New Life Christian Bible Institute trip.
We should never have mentioned New Life Christian Church in our own.
Because
as my public comment states...
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
It's the benefactor that should be on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I'm going to go on your public comments because I didn't want to put this item on the agenda. But just so you all can know, yesterday we had an incident in our office where a young man came in to pay, and Jamie couldn't hear his voice. My clerk couldn't hear his voice. So she went ahead and let him and told him that to open the door and he could come in. So he came in and he sat with her, and she gave him the amount of the fine, and he was paying late, and he started cursing. And I was in my office sitting down. Usually I'm with the clerks in the front, but I was in the back sitting down on my computer, and I called the officers, and I want to thank Valdez Lozano for showing up with the court enforcement, Ruben Longoria, and also Rolando Gutierrez. But he did get kind of like, he was upset. He didn't want to pay the fine. His money dropped. He had money to pay it, and I told him, we do not take cash. You need to go get a money order. And he got kind of scared because I came in from behind. I asked him, what is the problem, sir? And he was just cursing. Anyway, he left. He didn't come back because he saw the officers parked there, I'm pretty sure. But just to let you all know, I know that you're thinking of moving us, but we do need, maybe I should place it on the agenda, but I do feel that we need some kind of security, like wherever you do move us, like during our working hours, because even though we have the windows, sometimes, I mean, like this man didn't come on rude when he first came. And then he kept saying that our phone numbers had changed and we hadn't given him the numbers. That's not our fault. You know what I mean? Like, and just to let you all know that this happened, because then you'll hear about it through somebody else.
Did you call the... Anyone? Someone?
No, we called the officers came in right away, and they stayed with us through lunch. You know what I mean? But just to let you know that even though we have the window, things happen. We don't know what we're receiving in our office or who's coming. We did hit our buzzers, but... We haven't had security for a while. The alarm system's been off for a while. So, you know, we hit three buzzers, you know, but, well, just to let you all know before you move us. I'm not complaining about it now. I mean, because we were safe, but just to let you know. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Morning.
Good morning.
We're here just we wanted to inform you all about a new employee that we have in our office. This is Jamie Garza. She's a temporary help for us. Her job is a year long, and she's going to be working with AmeriCorps. So this doesn't affect the county at all. It's a program that's budgeted through the state, I believe, and she's here to help us build more context for possible new programs for the schools and nutritional programs in the schools.
Welcome. Look forward to working with you.
I just wanted to give you all the information.
Okay.
Jamie.
We'll get you on the business
card. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can give it to him. He'll give it to me. Well, thank you. Anyone else? Public comments. All right. Line item 2. Regular agenda. Approve of regular and special commissioners' court meetings 11/9/16, 11/17/16, and 11/22/16. Any comments? Any questions? Any corrections?
No, Judge.
Okay. I have a motion to approve.
Right here.
Second? Do I have a second? Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 3, approval of bills and claims.
change it, okay?
All right, Ross, you have those in front of you. We have a lot of bills and claims. If we bring your attention to the very last page, page number 8. You see that we have a grand total for the general fund of $70,917.78, Roden Bridge $11,718.76, for a grand total of all funds of $83,105.34. The biggest bill inside that packet is for the appraisal district. We have to pay them every quarter. I think it's $28,000 or something like that. So, not bad. We're at right at par where we should be in our expenditures. We're doing good so far. Any questions on that?
No, sir.
Do a motion to approve.
Very good, sir.
Second? Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 3, approved. Treasurer's monthly report. I'm sorry, 4. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So the first one I'm going to read is the October report. You got your report right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's start off with JP 1. The amounts are $11,898.80.
You said October?
Yeah, October.
Okay, we have November and December. This is what I got, the first one.
We're going to do October and then November.
October.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yes.
My bad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so $11,898.80. JP 2, $115,249.21. JP 3, $89,505.13. JP 4, $17,751.03. County Clerk, $8,673.10. District Clerk, $10,593.90. Tax Assessor and Collector, $1,375,770.36. For a grand total of $1,629,441.53 for the October report. The distribution of money is as follows. General Fund, $1,890.85. Roden Bridge, $342,828. Our certificate of obligation, interest and sinking, $94,394.82. Certificate of obligation, series 2011, $25,771.84. Certificate of obligation, series 2013, $81,015.98. State fees, $70,648.70. Record preservation, $1,166.94. Courthouse security, $3,372.49. Law library, $280. Justice court technology, $3,284. Delinquent fees, $5,767.62. Appellate judicial, $20. Once again, the total is $1,629,441.53. Other monies received, GO County Share, $34,450. State fees, $123,601.85. Health use sales tax, $16,295.87. Total collections on that section is $174,347.72. So as of October the 30th, we had a general fund balance of $486,650.17. The Roden Bridge was $579,962. And then, of course, we had a certificate of deposit, health use sales tax fund, $125,478.55. Okay, so I move on to the next report, right, for November. JP 1, $12,745.83. JP 2, $91,705.65. JP 3, $59,951.77. JP 4, $11,262.50.
County Clerk, $4,946.10. District Clerk, $7,530. Tax Assessor, $1,376,895.89. Grand total of $1,565,008.04. The distribution of monies. General Fund, $958,635.40. Road and Bridge Fund, $344,060. Certificate of Obligation, Interest and Sinking, $94,239.75. Certificate of Obligation Series 2011, $25,729.46. Certificate of Obligation Series 2013, $80,882.91. State Fees, $51,211.08. Record Preservation, $1,045. Courthouse Security Fund, $2,426.89. Court Traffic Enforcer, $1,564.60. Law Library, $210. Justice Court Technology, $2,364.89. Delinquent Fees, $2,608.06. Appellate Judicial, $30. Totals, $1,565.08.04. Other monies received. Geo County Sheriff, $57,453.27. State Fees, $0. Haleview Sales Tax, $23,268.24. Total collections, $81,321.51. So, as of 11, as November 30th, we had a general fund balance of $343,952.85. Road and Bridge, $244,049. Haleview Sales Tax, $5,103.76. Under Certificate of Deposits, we have the Haleview Sales Tax of $125,478.55. And then we have a General Fund Certificate in the amount of $500,000. We have a second one in the amount of $250,000. And then we have a third one under the Road and Bridge in the amount of $500,000. Okay. And that completes the report.
Horacio,
yes.
On your October report, you just read it to us. Next to the courthouse security, there's no code
and traffic. And on your November report, you have code enforcer report on your on this one on November August. Somebody will. I know in October is not in the report. Now we have it on the November. Is this going to be happening every month now? Next to the courthouse security, sir, and in October, there's no code in traffic. And right. And the amount is $1,564.
Yeah, that's the directions that they give for filing the ticket. Okay. The church reimbursement. So we figured that we finally talked about that in 6 years old.
Okay, so now from this on, it's going to be on the reports. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Judge.
Motion to approve.
Right, Judge.
Second.
Second.
Any? Approve, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Line item 5, approve auditor's monthly report.
All right, we have, you set y'all in front of you? Yes, okay. The revenue we got from the health use and sales tax was $23,868.24. and you can see the comparison for the following, the prior months. So it went up from last month, $7,000, which is good. New employees, we have Barlow County 2, Sheriff's Office, he's the veterans driver. Part-time, hired in 11-3. Jose Rodriguez, Sheriff Department, part-time, hired in 11-4. And we had a employee resign, Mr. Robert Ramos, a jailer in 11-4-2016. Next month, I was asked to, which, if we get all the documentation, I'll be presenting a quarterly report of where we stand as far as revenues and expenditures for the county, to give the county an outlook of where we are. That's all I got.
Any questions?
I was going to ask you about that. Thank you, sir.
Motion to approve.
Right, Judge.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approve County Fireman's Monthly Report.
Good morning. We made a path for the new building that they're in. Also, we made an addition to the existing building of a supervisor's office. We put in a ice machine and for the tools. And everything else is about the same thing we do every month. Threading and blading, cleaning up buildings.
Did we buy some Kalisha, David?
Yes, sir. As of this morning, we're up to 390 yards that we have already bought the yard. It's all this rain, we had to stop. And this morning, we're probably going to get up to about 600 yards. We need to see the start back up to the team. And we'll see how good it's coming to that stuff there. And there's a pretty good
relationship. Did you guys take care of that business in Encino, County Road 309 and 308?
We're going to do it.
We're going
to do it. Hopefully, we'll
be. Okay. All right, great. I did talk to David about this, and he did tell me he was going to be working on it. And we worked on it several times before, but for some reason, you know, just kind of like, you know, it doesn't stay as good as some people want it. Yes, I did talk to David about that.
There's a lot of local traffic that goes through there, and when it rains, that local traffic goes through there, and it just creates problems. I mean, there's nothing we can do about local traffic.
How about the wrap material? Are we going to get some from the
Highway Department? They were going to give us some comics.
Yes.
They had approved the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Freddie about it. Freddie would let me know. They hadn't got it yet. He said he would let us know. But they were talking with the city about some stuff over here.
They were working on with the city that bridge us in the precinct, too?
The city used their own wrap material. Mm-hmm. I think the state was going to give us some barriers.
They were going to give them some of our what we requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's actually what we worked on.
Well, they...
The material from the state that everybody's talking about is they're going to move to the city.
Yeah.
But the city already opened it, okay. And I think they're going to give them just the barriers from the side.
Okay, good.
So, but I had about 3 in the month. They haven't done anything.
Oh, they haven't done anything? Okay, great.
The city went in and ate the top of them. The state is going to give them the barriers from the side.
Okay, good. Then it needs work. Okay. Any other questions?
No, Judge.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Was that it, David?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Motion to approve? Second? all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Approve Tax Assessor Collector Chief Deputy's monthly report.
Good morning. This is our November 2016 monthly disbursed totals.
for our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax, we have $1,240,394.88. Our total farm-to-market remittance was $136,501.01. Our total county remittance was $1,376,895.89. Our attorney fee remittance for the county was $3,231.77. And the second report is basically our collection percentage. We have, of course, I mentioned it last time I was here, but we have two top 10 left, and right now we're at about 60% for our collection. And I believe our number one is going to come in by the end of this month, because they did email me letting me know. So we'll be receiving them, and we'll be lacking one.
So you're saying our 10 to have paid out of those?
8 out of the 10, yes. And then we'll receive one probably by the end of the month.
All right. And so that'll leave one remaining?
Yes. And as of right now, we haven't gotten anywhere on that payment, but our number one, yes.
Fantastic. Any other questions?
Is there delinquent still so outstanding?
We do have a lot of payment arrangements.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
It's okay.
Right.
That's something that Mr. Petrelli also needs to know about, because he has a fiduciary, you know, duty to know about these, you know, delinquents. Is that right?
He's aware of all the delinquents.
Yeah.
The delinquent accounts we do have.
Even incoming officials and current officials, you know, I think, you know, we got to a point that it over exceeded what it needed to be, so mm-hmm. If you can maybe look into that.
Okay. Any further questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Second.
I'm sorry? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Line item 8, approve monthly reports by Brooks County pursuant to Section 114.044 of the Local Government Code in Texas. Well,
how are you doing, sir? Doing all right? Good.
Assistant on West 285 to turn 2 undocumented over to Border Patrol. Other calls, we have assisted with the funeral assist. We assist with the trash truck on East 285. School buses, which 2 citations were given with people passing the school buses. Assisted with an accident on South 21 with a 3-vehicle accident. Assisted a person who ran out of gas. And that's about it we had for the month, besides all the patrols that we do around the county.
Okay. You know, well, all this... I noticed in your report that you put, like yourself, you gave 10 warnings.
Yes.
Are these local people?
No, it is random, you know, I mean, just,
So then they're from out of town?
Yeah, just random, track stars, you know, it depends, you know.
They're civilians, or they're peace officers, or?
Peace officers, you know, I mean, it's just random, you know, maybe elderly people, you know, from each one of them, you know. It's our description, we give a warning and stuff like that. Not any particular people that we do, you know, as you well know, anytime you give any traffic ticket, especially if you do the citation, we'll give them a warning. It might not be the more than better than that special speed. One of the reasons why they were during the rush, you know, last night, since, you know, the family members were sick or whatever.
Yeah.
If you woke a warning, we'd slow down because, you know, there's no reason to rush you. The person's already in the hospital. You know, we had a couple of those, you know, my parents have been rushed to the EMS, to the hospital, they're rushing to the hospital because they're already in the ambulance and we to do that. So you give them a verbal warning. You look for the warnings on it. You know, they're in between the, so we give all of them. I think they'll also give other warnings. We show you whether it be, as you all know, might be, other officers might be, Border Patrol might be, you know, agencies.
Right.
It varies on the reason why they give the warning or who it is. That in particular.
On this assistance that you guys help out the sheriff department and the police department, is it a nature of the call or just because you guys are around you know you just want to go assist?
You know, mostly the domestics in fights and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, problems, you know, to go assist the officer, make sure nobody gets hurt, you know, for their safety.
Right.
You know, most of these assists, you know, like, you know, the person in question of criminal mischief, you know, accidents, domestics, you know, a fight, stuff like that, and the person, it makes you on the call. You know, and if we run the area also, you know, we'll do what we call it, you know, a drive-by. You know, we're not drive-by, you know, we go drive-by, make sure the officer's safe and stuff like that. You never
right.
You might escalate.
You also took an oath to protect and serve, so it would, yes.
I mean, Judge, I'm not questioning Mr. Benavidez. I'm just asking him because I know that every month he gives a report and he's always writing down what he's doing. So I want him just to explain to the court for us to know what's going on.
And that's the reason. If you all will know that every call is potential traffic, you might
right.
a simple call in the house, you know, where there's somebody might be complaining, it might turn into a fight, it might turn into, you know, somebody.
Yes, of course.
So we would like to, you know, if we're on the air, we'll just check the officer, especially, you know, and the more high risk calls, you know, we'll just try to make them the air to be
safe.
We'll go to the SO, the DD, the Border Patrol, or even the DPS on the traffic stop, you know, they're searching the vehicle, you've seen it, so when they're allowed to stop, we'll stop by and help them out.
Right.
Whether it's assistance, you know, and somebody's going to be out there.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any questions? Any other thing? Any other questions?
No.
Okay. JP1, JP2.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and and talk about the tickets from foreign traffic. There was 240 DPS, 18 Sheriff's Department, 27 Wait Station, 122 Game Warden tickets were 5 New cases filed were 412 Number of complaints to see the judge, 35 Disposition at trial, 23 Courts held, 2 The docket was 69 Dismissed after deferred disposition, 2 Dismissed after proof of financial responsibility, 1. Magistrations were 4. Inquests were 1. Arrest warrants issued were 1. And total collections were $92,043.10. It's kind of different from the county treasurer because we probably had to do somebody overpaid or something. We had to do a reimbursement. Also, I want to inform the court that tomorrow from 8 in the morning to 12, my office will be closed to the public because we're going to meet with Lineberger. Tomorrow we have a meeting with him. We want to know where we're at with collections because we're still having problems. I don't want to mention with the technology. So we're going to meet with him because we want to know where we're at for the year of 2016 because we feel I need a report of at least how much we have in collections because I feel that we're not. There's something not going right because of our technology. Okay? So just to let you all know that tomorrow from 8 to 12. Okay? I'm going to put a sign up.
But Morales, what happens if someone wants to pay the...
Well, go ahead and take the payment. But this week, one of my clerks is out. I only have one clerk. And we need to meet with these people. I think collections is more important right now.
Yeah, I understand your concern, but
if they walk in, you have to take a plane.
Please, just take a plane.
But other than that, we're going to be, like, we're not going to be answering our phones for that simple reason, because I'm, and I want to inform the judge, because usually you'll get them, Judge, but that's what's going to be going on. We need to know where we're at with collections. Please.
Mr. Martinez will be here, right? Nicholas?
Nicholas will be here from San Antonio.
I'm aware of that traffic.
If you want to join us, you all are welcome to. Any of the commissioners.
What time?
They'll approximately get here by 9.
Okay.
Okay?
We must swing by there.
We've met with them prior before, right? Already? On this or not?
Yes, but the way we're doing it, it's different. It's not like it used to be with iDocket. Remember, we have court view. So I want to know where we're at.
Because
I feel that I'm not giving, in this part of collections, I want to know that I'm giving to the county 100%, like in everything else. So if, I mean, I don't feel comfortable yet, so I want to be.
Okay, great.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Good morning, how y'all doing? This is the report for precinct number 4. Total of 96 cases were filed in my court. The breakdown, 72 coding traffic, 20 GPS, 3 constable and 1 sheriff. We had 65 dispositions, 7 complaints to see the judge. I did have 3 cases for apparent contributing to non-attendance, 1 occupational driver's license hearing. My magistrations from the week of November 21st through the 27th, I had 12 at the jail. And 3 pretrials, total revenue $11,262.50.
Sir, can you tell me how your clerk is working now that she's helping JP number 1?
Yes, sir. She's working with Judge Quintanilla on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. And that's put, I mean, is that working for you?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Judge Quintanilla and myself. When, like, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when she's not there, I'm there from 9 to 5, so I handle all the incoming, you know, foot traffic and the incoming calls, and I do process all the payments. Yes, we're pitching in.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Do y'all have any questions on JP1 and JP3? Did you read over the reports?
Adela is absent today. They left already. Ms. Morales, Adela, she's absent. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions on those reports?
No. Not at all.
Any questions on the library reports? Okay. Any no further questions? Do I have a motion to approve line item 8? Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 9, discuss and approve culverts being placed on 339 County Road 230. You want to come up, Mr. Rudy Garcia? That's what he gave me. Hello, sir.
I don't have pictures at all. But the reason I'm here is because I'm having a hard time. I'm home to continue to patrol. This is my hometown. I'm being out of town from Florida for almost 40 years. Parents are here. We're just buried here. I got my son and my wife buried here too. So I moved to close to the parade of the lawyer at one side. There was a contractor there, prison wire, over there, 19, and they saw me working there because I don't plan to move over here, right? But they're trailer there. And I went over there to talk to the contractors over there and told them that they were going to run some wire for my place, was there. So he showed me the blueprint and everything, so he told me, no, there's no wire going through your site. I've been here almost 4 years. And I've been talking to people, around people and people, and until now, I don't have water at all. So I talked to, I don't want to mention no names or nothing, but I talked to quite a people that are here that I told them about the crossway. That, you know what I'm talking about, those, the drain water, where you're going to cross the ditch. I told them that they, if they can put me some there, they told me that it was going to cost me $200 to put me on the thing there. The $200, I thought it was for, county or city. They don't, you're going to have to pay it though. But I wanted to, you can cut it in half for each one. And then the other one, I told them about the water, and they said, we're going to run the water, but I was run the water for more years. Why me? Why am I going to have to pay it?
Well, right now, sir, there's no grants. There was a grant. I took Mr. Dave over there to your ranch. I'm not Mr. Vargas. Yes, I talked to you about it. Yes, sir. Well, right now there's no money. If you want the water, for the water or for the culverts? For the culvert. Yes, you do. Because that's just the way it is. We don't put the culverts for the people. The people buy the culvert and we go and install them for free. If you have caliche, we'll put caliche. If you have dirt, we'll put dirt. When you talked to me, you told me that the foreman had told you that he was going to charge you $200. I think you misunderstood him because, oh, he's right here, sir. The foreman is right there.
Because I'm not going to go say, hey, come on, you're going to cost me. I'm not going to go say, we're contractors and everything, though. I know everything about this place and everything, though. So I'm not just going to go over there and say, you're going to cost me. You don't want to go over here and talk to me. You don't want to have to pay $400.
I told you to go
and then you come over here.
Okay, one at a time. Mr. Garcia. Mr. Garcia. One at a time and lower your voice.
David, come up here, David.
Okay, the culverts, hold on. The culverts that you're wanting, are they on county property or are they on private property? On your property? Where are these, hold on, let me ask them. Are they on private, on your property? You want the culverts on your property or you want them in the county? Which is county property. Okay. All right. I think that what needs to be done here, I know that because of the last time, Mr.
Yeah, that's what we came up with.
Right. Can you read that?
Yeah. It says, installation of culverts. The first county government bridge will install culverts in the rural area of Bush County. The residents or landowners needing or wanting the culvert installed will have to purchase the culvert at their expense. The rotary bridge will supply caliche recovery and maintenance. Caliche will only be used on the county easements. The culverts that are to be installed on state-maintained roads must meet state requirements. The Bush County government bridge will not be responsible for any damage to the culvert or road.
Okay. Now, the question here is, we talked about your disability, right? That you're disabled, you don't have any income. Is that for everyone, even regardless of disability or not? Is it something y'all considered before y'all wrote that up?
For everybody.
Well, I understand, but it's about each one individually. Just because one can afford it doesn't mean another one can do the same thing.
If you do one for one somebody, we have to do it for everybody.
I understand. However, not everyone has the same situation at home. So that's something we need to consider. Now, in reference to the water, sir, I did speak to Dave Frazier again, and he had told me that Commissioner Vargas had spoken to him already.
I took him up there.
Okay. And
Mr. Dave.
Yes, and he told me that he had talked to Mr. Vargas, and he also told me that what we do here, and I'm sure every other county does the same thing, right now they have a project, and if there's some money left over, we try to help out the ones that cannot have means to afford such an expense, and I know that's expensive. So I did leave you a message in reference, and I think you came to the office. I was out, but in reference to that, if there's some money left over, we might be able to help you with the water. Now, it's up to the commissioner's court to decide if they want to do it one-to-one basis based on need of the taxpayer. That's up to the commissioner's court. So, whatever Mr. Guerra said.
In regards to the $200, the $200 that would be costing
the bird is going to just put marks there, and then we're going to go for that.
Uh-huh.
I had a time to put it there. Just put the mark there wherever you want to do the, where you want it there. So I didn't do that. Then it don't mean nothing about what the property is and that at all. And only when I mentioned it again, is when they told me, you want to pay $80.
Okay.
You don't have a culvert here?
No, you don't.
And you don't have one here in the shop?
One that we had been using in the past before all this came about, those big huge pipes, that we're having to compare.
We got the air from the air room now, so I think we got the air in there. And it's good, but it's going by there, it's just,
my parts are right, I took them off, but nobody has to hurt anything, that hurt anything, you don't have no integrator,
you don't have to be there, okay, right? Who would want to put a figure on it? And if we don't wear,
So let's say he gets the culvert. Will the county go and help him? Okay.
That came about, David, because it was a store at one time, right? The one over there? So we put the... Yeah, so we had to... Yeah, that's why that rule came into place.
Okay, but if he gets culverts on his own, go and say, all right, get with my officer, okay? Line item 10, discuss and approve the sound system in the courtroom. Adam?
Good morning. I brought this here today as a request that Noe and I were talking about this for quite often with some issues with the sound system we've had to fix. Also, the judge mentioned, hey, you know, we really need to do something about this. So I put together an estimate, a work estimate, that would replace the system. Now, I'll give you some history of the system. It's been here since the upgrade of the, or the remodel of the courthouse, so it's been here about 10 years now. Even this particular microphone I'm talking on is having to be held a little closer than normal. When it's down here, nobody can really hear it, as we saw that Missy came up to move it. So this will fix a lot of that problems. One of the other problems that we have is just the microphones don't get placed in the right position. So at the end of this install, we'll actually do a training session and talk about how we can improve during Commissioner's Court, microphones on your desk and the microphone here, where we can be a little bit more proactive so Missy can get this recorded at her station. This replaces everything. Everything right now is in the back corner behind that wall over there by that window. So it makes it very difficult for the wireless it's permanently mounted there, for the wireless to actually work in the whole area here. This particular mic is not going to have too much of a problem. It's pretty close, but the speaker in the back doesn't work well.
How does the speaker work?
The problem with that is, it's a good question. If I hold it far away and you turn up the speaker, immediately you start getting feedback, so you hear that squealing noise. So everything must be adjusted just right, otherwise you get lots of feedback. So I've been working with Noe on keeping it down, so that problem won't happen.
And that's another reason for the better sound system.
Exactly. So just turning up the speaker won't fix the problem. It actually creates a problem. So we need to actually have microphones that are vocal microphones. The ones on your desk, sitting in the back today, I took a very close note on what's happening with each microphone and each one of you guys talking. You can actually hear you talk with the microphone that far away, and that one at that angle, because these particular microphones on your desk are not vocal microphones. They're kind of a wide microphone. So really, to get a louder, much more volume in the room, we really need to have vocal microphones similar to the way this operates.
Can I get some of these?
This would be more of a vocal microphone that I'm using. So we will replace what you have there and put it on a stand like this right in front of you. If you've noticed, if you've ever watched special sessions of Congress, when they talk, when you know they're interviewing somebody or grilling them over something that went wrong, if you've noticed, they always sit up and talk right in front of the microphone, and then they go back. And that way, everybody can hear in the room, and it's recorded, and there's not a question of that. And if they don't do that, you know, they're already briefed ahead of time. If they don't do that, basically somebody will come up and tell them, or they'll tell them right there, hey, we can't hear you. So that's one of the biggest problems. We could turn it up now, but you probably heard it before, and nobody has to go over there, or somebody has to go over there and turn it down. So we're actually going to mark each level that we suggest shouldn't go past, and the microphone should go closer. This microphone's pretty old. The closer you get and the speakers, they're starting to vibrate. They're not as clear anymore. This system will replace the speakers. It'll keep the stands. Replace everything. It also makes it portable. We're going to put it in a rolling cabinet where it will be in this room, so it can be plugged in over here. It can be plugged in back in that corner and still operate. Rack's about this tall, maybe about three feet tall. It'll house everything, the microphones, the receivers, the mixer. And the speakers will actually change. If you've noticed, the speakers are faced that way. Well, the people that way can hear pretty good. People in the center don't hear as well. So we're going to put two speakers on there, one facing the direction towards the wall and the direction towards the center. So they'll start, and the back one will also face towards the back area, which they can all be moved. So there'll be a wider range. The total price for this package is basically about $8,500 to replace that. The hours are a little high there. We don't know where it's going to really go because of training and adjusting. So we're keeping it where, you know, we're only, you know, it's not the full amount on the hours. It'll only be what we bill for the project, but not exceeding that. I talked to August Petrolli this morning. Was mentioned to see if there's any funds there. He mentioned that there was an amount that can be used under technology that would be acceptable. As long as it didn't go over 10,000, I believe he said.
How much?
As long as it doesn't go over 10,000. This particular project's 85.
Hey, go ahead.
One more thing that I should tell you about the problems. We've had to repair, we've had several things get knocked off if the tables get moved. We've had to repair the box there. We don't know how we got the mixer under the table. If you look under the table, there's actually a mixer where everything goes back to one wire for the two microphones here and there. Well, those are aging. They're about $500 a piece to get those replaced. That speaker's having lots of problems now. We've had to turn it off, and I was able to temporarily fix it, but it could go out again.
So that you're saying that you're going to replace both boxes in the bottom of it?
With this package, it's going to be completely wireless. Most of this wire can go away except for the video.
So that's going to stay?
Well, it's not necessarily a mistake. It was the way it was designed. It's mostly aged. The problem is that the stuff's starting to fail, you know, after, you know, five to seven years, it starts to fail. The audio equipment works a little bit longer than most. 10 years is a pretty good run.
And also, we not only have Commissioner's Court up here, we have County Court, we also have District Court.
That is correct.
And it costs $8,500? total cost $8,500?
Approximately $8,500. I think it's going to be fairly close. The labor is going to probably go down a little bit.
And that means you buy the speaker, the system, and it's not like you buy it and then it'll be like a little rental fee monthly?
No, you guys are buying it as a cost.
Operation fee or whatever?
No. Nothing like that whatsoever. Just like it is now, there's no operational fee. There's you know, basically we try to fix it when we can on a regular contract. And basically once it's done, we will support it just as we support everything else. The no extra fee. Sound is very low maintenance. The microphones on the desk, it'll replace those also with a microphone like I'm holding and a stand like this. We'll also put a boom mic stand here. There's a mic stands over there by the speaker, but if we try to put it there, the microphone is very far away. So a boom mic is another section that goes on the top or the mic stand. So it can be adjusted better and be in front of the people, you know, and then somebody can mention, hey, can you please get in front of the, you know, microphone. And in most cases, when the boom mic is present, they can read below, you know, what they have, typically. Or, you know, hold it up and read it.
I know that you didn't put anything down as, if it breaks down, you're going to replace it, or the warranty on it, or it just, you just came in here, it's going to cost us $8,000. Can you give more literature and see if you're going to back it up? It breaks down
yes.
By something in writing that you can...
Yes. I can basically put something down that we can amend the current contract. So I don't think it says sound system in the contract, but we can actually amend that or change the contract to state that. I would be glad to. I mean, it's really not that much, and it's something, you know, we've already got to know this one, but we've even had parts, you know, go out there, and we thought we were going to have to order one. We turned it off for about an hour, and it came back up, started working again after about 3 or 4 reboots. So that was the actual mixer. And I can definitely put that in our contract, or how I'll discuss it with whoever to find out how we can build that properly.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Robert, the money's there? From the tip? Technology. Adam, I noticed that the mics were just fine. It's just the speakers.
Well, these mics work pretty good.
I mean, I know they can hear me real well. So what I'm saying is, it's not the mics, it's just the speakers or...
The parts that are underneath the table are part of the problem. The microphones are aging. They are being used now. The way we've developed this to have less wiring through the flooring, because right now there's really no way we can go into the floor. They actually had to, you know, to add more wires to have separate wires so we can mix it equally. But a lot of times, you know, to try to say it as nice as we can, a lot of times the microphones don't get to be in front of you guys as much, or somebody else, which would be down here. And, you know, it's just one of those things. That's basically of this project, that's one third of what we're going to do, is basically the training and manual for the system itself, so it can be used portably, and the training for you guys to show you, you know, what can you do, or, you know, what should you say to the public, and... You know, which other, you know, places do that. The microphone, again, it does work kind of well, but again, if I turn up the speaker right now to get it louder for somebody who forgets to put the microphone in front of them.
Can we try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Adam, when you say training, because I mean, I know that we didn't have no training for just to sit here and talk to the audience or to ourselves, but I mean, what kind of training are you talking about with your equipment? I mean, you're going to train all of us, or it's just the person who's going to be in charge of the system?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that question in just a second, but when he turned it up, there was a little feedback that went in there. If you start talking, sitting back and talk, basically what's going to happen, it's going to start feedback through the system. Because a lot of times that happens, and then he's had to...
So you talk at the same time as supposed to do it, or what?
When you talk like that, is perfect when we turn down the volume. a little bit more.
From over here?
But from over there, or from where Carlos has his, a lot of times when I've been in here, that happens. You know, the microphone needs to come in front of the person in order for them to hear everything properly. If you've noticed, you know, singers, when they sing on stage, I mean, they have huge speakers. A lot of times you'll see that... A lot of times, you'll notice singers, they'll actually go one thumb away. Some of them have that bad habit of leaving their thumb there and try to keep it, you know, close enough so it will not feedback. So, but it, that is part of what we're, you know, what we're going to talk about, you know, is just, you know, trying to keep everything right in front of you. I'm sorry?
Do you really have to go all the way up to really hear, I mean, for them to hear you?
Yeah, if I do that,
Because I know that some, or it says a volume, it says 1, 2, 3, it goes all the way to 10, and then you can just adjust it. Oh, underneath.
And that's one of the big problems, the way they designed it. In order to fix it, we've had to come in here and readjust the bottom. And like this one completely reset.
The reason I'm saying, Adam, is that we paid quite a bit of money for this system.
Yes, you did.
I mean, we really paid money for it. Now you come in here and wireless for $8,000 and some.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming here in a request by the judge, and you know, some comments that were made from Nelly. Your guys' decision on this?
Yeah, I know that.
I'm just going to leave it like that. These are the things that we'll get fixed with that.
How old is this stuff, Nelly? Let's see.
5 years.
5 years? Okay.
All right, we can do about
10
more years. They'll be good for 10 more years.
I'm not getting one.
I have to face it. I got the back door shut down, the wood shut down, and I
have to replace it. I mean, have you tried to replace the speaker?
The point.
I mean,
I don't know. I gave him. What is it? He's the one that gave me this assessment.
Let me interrupt. Do you want to table this and we'll bring it back? Do you want it? No action on this? What do you want to do? Because we need to move on. No, actually,
I mean,
he comes up with...
So far, we have done good, so far. I mean, we're doing okay with whatever we're using right now. So we can table this, or we'll take no action, and then bring it back later on.
We'll go ahead and table it. There are motions,
please. Okay,
second? No, a second table? Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, sir. Time.
Yes. Go to line item 24. Discuss the use of Brooks County Sheriff's Department van as requested by August Petroli for the New Life Christian Church Bible Institute trip on December 2nd through December 2016. The reason I put this on the agenda is because county property cannot be loaned out to anyone. It is in the Texas Constitution, and even though this has been happening for years, it is not correct. I know that this is not about the church. This is not about who drove the van. This is not about me disliking anyone. This is about doing things right, and I'm here to do things right. It's like me asking for the maintainer for my personal property. Even though Mr. Petroli stated that he asked for it in, when he was a pastor, he's still an appointed official, which has the same, he holds the same standards as an elected official, because he is appointed by the district judge. And now that Mr. Mora is in here, our county attorney, I kind of would like for him to say something in reference to that, something that we discussed. So y'all can get a better understanding.
And tell them that I do not have a
okay? I'm not here representing the county. If you look at the Constitution, the county attorney represents the state of Texas. State of Texas versus Joe Blow. I represent the state of Texas. Okay? I'm not here, and I've looked in every statute. I Googled county attorney and searched all the laws of the Constitution and found very few instances. There are some times when I am supposed to advise you, but those are very specific, never happened kind of situation. Okay? So I am here not to advise you. I'm here. There is a statute, and I didn't bring it with me, but in the Constitution and in the statute prohibits the use of county property, money, a lot of things for private use, right? And it used to be in the old days when I first was young, they would come to the Commissioner's Court, good organizations. In other words, good causes, good, solid reasons, and ask for money to put on a benefit or to help somebody, and on and on and on. And, it, and a lot of times the county would do it. But when I came in, we had to stop it because it violates the Constitution. If someone has said, come on, I represent a church. I need $500 to take the congregation to some good benefit and a good program, right? Now, you're all human beings, I'm a human being, we all like to help. We see a good cause, right? But we should take it out of our pocket, not the taxpayer's pocket. You want to be generous? Go right ahead. But use your money. Use your material, your equipment. Not the county's. Okay? Against the law. That's all I'm saying. If, and it's even been in the Facebook, I want to buy some tires. For me, I go to the foreman and say, what are the tires to the county that you can get it cheaper? And I'll pay you. Is that legal or not?
No.
You're using the county's credit for my enemy. Right? So you have to be careful. And doing the work help. I understand that it's not you, you know, you're doing it just to violate the law just because I want to. I know how hard it is to sit up there and say no. But those things are pretty clear of what you can and cannot. And using county property to benefit a private individual or a private group, no matter the cost, you don't know. In the law, it doesn't say, unless it's a good cause. It is illegal unless it's a good cause. Unless it benefits so-and-so or a church or a community. There's no exception. So, and when a law is violated, there should be an investigation. There should be, is there facts? Is there evidence to prosecute somebody? And I don't decide that. I mean, I do, after I've been presented the facts, after I get a police report, I get all the information, then I decide whether I can prove the case or not. Right? You need, I don't care whether it's been done, you know, sometimes things get a little lax. You know, they start here and it goes a little further and it goes a little further. You know, I don't care whether something has been going on for a long time. It doesn't make it right, okay? And you as commissioners cannot undo the law, right? The state law, the Constitution says it is illegal. You all can't vote and say, well, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. So, I mean, you can do it, but you're violating. It doesn't exclude you from the violation of the law. So basically, that's all I have to say. And if you have any questions.
Yes, but it's not the church, right, Jeff?
Huh?
It's not the church here, the person that...
No, it is not the church.
Not the church.
It is not the church.
But there's an issue on the appointment of the
Not the church. It was...
prostitute kids who were writing in.
Right.
Right? I mean, they're not involved in it, and they just don't understand. They're not the ones who got the van. They're not the ones who are... Right? So the church would not be the one who would be accused either.
Mr. Mora, I hate to put you in the spot, but does this... is it for the official as well, across the board? I mean, the elected official, because I know that I brought something to Commissioner's Court, and I was told that the official can do whatever he wants, take people on county time to grocery shopping. That was okay. But now we brought this to Commissioner's Court, and of course, it's not their fault, because everything starts from the top. Does that pertain to the official itself, to stop this nonsense? You know, for them to be lending vehicles that they know better not to do that. I mean, they have a good heart to do it, because I've done it in my personal time, but that's my vehicle. I take people to buy groceries, but that's my time, not the capacity as an official. I'm talking about the capacity as an official. Are they exempt to do that? Just to say, you know what, I'm elected, I'm going to do it. So where does it stop? See, I want to know that. Where does it stop, Mr. Mora?
Well, if the Constitution and the law is, if you use county property for private use, it should stop there. It shouldn't go there. You know, it's against the law.
But they do it.
Well, I mean, you can report it, have it investigated, and the officer or whoever you is investigating should file the proper paper, with the proper prosecutor.
And that was a witness from Commissioner number 2. He witnessed it.
Well, we're talking about this.
We're talking in general.
No, we're talking about this line item.
I'm heading to that direction as well.
Stay on topic about this line item. Everything else has been discussed already previously. This is the line item we're discussing, so let's stay on topic about this line item.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mora.
Maybe Mr. Mora can wait, because I have a question.
Okay.
Since this entails me, evidently the judge wants to do an investigation on me. It's brought to my attention, and I know for a fact that if what Mr. Mora is saying is true and correct, which I believe it is, then why are we taking veterans in a county vehicle and we're taking individual veterans? See, we're taking in the veterans. The sheriff told me we used to take that van and use it for 4-H kids. See, this is where I have a problem. So do what you need to do, because you know, there's other things that are transpiring, and we're saying, hey, August is at fault because the judges bring up to attention, well, August. Well, there's other things, and y'all are aware that we're using a Brooks County van by the sheriff's department taking veterans, which I don't have a problem with. But guess what? They're not county employees, and they're citizens just like me. So, no, if we're going to reevaluate something, let's evaluate everything. So that's the same principle, using a county vehicle for non-county employees or non-county things. And, hold on.
There's a difference.
But they're non-county, they're individual people. Probably. How about the 4-H kids? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. That's why I'm telling you, I feel as an individual, as county auditor, it's a personal thing. So the thing is this, you know, if we're going to set rules and protocol, you know, let's be fair, if you want me to use a van, I have no problem with that. I have no problem, the church's been using it for years. If you want to get technical, these vans are placed by seizure fund monies, which the sheriff has his own obligation to say, well, if it can be used to prevent drug use and that kind of stuff, which we can prove that, you know, this helps people stay off the streets, get them away from drugs and alcohol. I mean, so we can go on and on. Let's do this all day long. I'm just saying it's not fair that you're isolating me as an individual, and that's what's transpiring, and that's wrong. If you don't want us to use a van, I don't problem. I talk to a sheriff, we won't use it. No big deal. But you want to go further, do what you need to do, but you know what, all this other stuff will be added up because y'all are the ones that vote on these different things too. I'm just saying let's be fair and right to everyone, not just to some people. Because you mentioned earlier, Judge, you know, we should take it case by case individuals, because this guy that was sitting here, you know, and you told the commissioner court, hey, we should do it individually because, you know, you don't have enough money, but let's do it. So why not all of us? Our church don't have a lot of money to buy an event, so it's the same principle. I don't understand that.
No, actually, it's not the same principle. This is taxpayers' money. This is taxpayers' money that was used for 3 days on the trip. No one else in this county has been given the liberty to say, hey, sheriff or judge, can I use a county vehicle?
Yes, it happened. Ask the sheriff.
You know,
ask the sheriff.
Let me tell you, hold on. Don't interrupt me, please. What I was going to say is that this is the point. The point is this, that van was used for private purposes. You cannot do that. That is against the law. Point blank, okay? My line item says discuss, which we are. So my duty is to inform the commissioner's court and the public that there is other issues that will be taken up. I have since contacted the Texas Ranger, so just to let you know where this is at, because this is beyond the Sheriff's Department, this is beyond us, this is beyond Homer Mora, the county attorney. It has to go to a higher ranking official, okay?
If that's what you feel to do, Judge, you do what you do.
And I would do it to anyone that misuses county property.
I would disagree
with
you.
That's enough, sir.
I would disagree.
That's enough, sir.
You can't tell me what I feel.
Well, I can tell you that that's enough. So thank you for your response. You may be seated. Anyway, that's to inform you of what's going to transpire next. And just because it's been done in the past doesn't mean it's correct. And the Texas Ranger will be looking into that also. This is not about the church, about the one that drove it, the children. No, I'm all about children, and I can do, well, yes, and had I known, and I already told you to keep it down, had I known, I would have put a stop to it before it happened. Well, all right. I'm not talking about you, sir. Look, actually, this is beyond Commissioner's Court also, so thank you. Okay, this is, no, it's not. Thank you. No.
Okay.
Okay, to what?
Personal.
It is not personal. I'm sorry, let's keep it down. I already said, it's been discussed, you already know what's going to happen. Whether you think it's personal or not, well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it, you're absolutely right. Thank you. Line item 17, discuss and approve. JPs 1, 3, and 4, did I get that correct? 1, 3, and 4? To attend 20-hour seminar in Corpus Christi?
Yes.
Okay. Texas from January 29, 2016. That's 2017, February 1st, 2017.
I'm requesting the monies of 507-59 to be paid from the technology fund. You know how every year we have to get our 20 hours, so it's mandated by the state that we attend. And I have requested for myself, but since Precinct 1 and Precinct 3 judges are not here, I would request that that be the same amount for them. And the deadline is coming up for December the 29th to send in the registration fee, which is $150. So we just need approval so we can send that in.
Mr. Garza, did y'all just go somewhere?
We went to the state convention. These 20 hours are mandated by the state that we get every year.
But the other one y'all went to, that was the state, that was not for hours or nothing?
Right. No, we did get hours. We did take classes, but that was the state convention.
I have a motion to approve.
You go to Corpus or go to Lubbock? You gotta go to Corpus.
Yeah, Lubbock is fine. John, motion to approve. Motion by Garza, second.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 18, discussing approve Constable Lorenzo Longoria to be reimbursed in the amount of $32.14 for purchasing gas card was declined. And the reason the gas card was declined is because I think he might have...
it didn't work
put in,
or something.
He put premium gas instead of the regular unleaded.
Yeah, he wrote a letter. What he did or what happened?
Yes. Have you all read the letter?
The gas card was declined.
Due to wrong premium gas, I guess. So a motion to approve his request. Motion by Johnson, second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 19, discuss and approve amendment to data processing services agreement between IHS and Brooks County. Bobby is out for the day. He's out sick. So would you all like to table this?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to table.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second.
Yeah, well, yes. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Let's go ahead and take a 10-minute recess. It is 10:20. It is 10:33. Please have a seat. Line item 20, discuss and approve agreement between CIRA and the undersigned local government or government entity, which would be us. This is the online, correct? The online information that we get from Texas Association of Counties, from the County Information Resource Agency. Anything we want to look up is at our fingertips by the County Information Resource Center. Have you had a chance to look this over? This is the same one that we approved last year and probably the year before and every year after that. And this requires a payment, of course, like anything else. And they gave us an extension because it was due yesterday. They gave us an extension because our commissioner's court, which is today. So do you have any questions?
How much is it?
I believe it's, what, 500?
So this is for our county website.
County website, yes, correct. Yes, I'm sorry, correction. Thank you for that. It's standard package is 550, which I think we have, correct? Okay. Motion to approve. Is there any questions?
No.
Okay. There are motion to approve.
Aye.
Second? That was second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Let me go back to... Discuss and approve order prohibiting or restricting outdoor burning. Were you able to look at the information?
For how long?
A year. Huh? Until something else comes up, of course.
Month to month or all year? Or?
All year.
Was this presented by the...
We don't have a fire marshal, so...
So it was presented by...
This is what I received from the Texas Association of Counties. This is in reference to if you want to restrict outdoor burning.
This is
in county.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can restrict it or not.
What they do, they call the sheriff's department and tell them that they have a controlled burn or where it's going to be burning.
You can prohibit certain things or you can restrict
right.
it altogether. It's up to you all.
Not tires.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what you can do as a commissioner's court. You can restrict certain things, or you can prohibit any type of burning. It's up to you all. You tell me what you all want to do.
We prohibit burning tires.
Is it possible that we're actually like, put it in writing, like, I'm not saying an ordinance, but put it in writing so that we can put it out into the public also?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this will be restricted.
the church that desires, or whatever, if you want to read in the journal, that you can burn that tin, whatever.
5,500 drum.
You want to advertise, you want to have people invited, we can share it with the public.
I think if you own over 5 acres or something like that, come forward, Noel, because...
This has to do with drought.
Because I know that Noel is very familiar with that.
This has to do with drought restrictions, correct?
I got to do stuff against, like, both of burning stuff like questions, I'm afraid you're not to burn. You're not to be, like, you're using the, some of the grass or something like that. The broil stuff, you can use something against, I'm in town.
It talks about the order does not prohibit outdoor burning activities related to public health and safety that are authorized by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for firefighter training, public utility, natural gas pipeline, or mining operations. Planting or harvesting of agricultural crops or burns that are conducted by a prescribed burn manager certified under Natural Resources Code 153.
So you gotta call in the morning.
They get a call in the morning, they're looking to be burning, and it's not safe there afternoon, but I mean, you get a picture of the wind direction, only certain speeds, you have to control that in the burn, and make sure that somebody's in the house and stuff. And you want to see if you're right, smoking somebody's house, don't forget to do something. Health hazard, the sun takes a particular path and stuff like that. The health hazard, they don't have to stop the burning because the health reasons for that. And that's something that they're doing.
I think that's always been there. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is. This is the order. Yeah, this is, yes. I mean, the restrictions can be applied to all unincorporated areas of the county or limited portions of those areas of the county. Restrictions against outdoor burning can be general or limited to a particular type of burning, such as trash, brush, or open campfires. Okay.
I say we just leave it alone.
Well, we need something new. You're either going to restrict it or not. We, this comes from the state. We have to do something.
No,
that's what I'm saying. You can either, once again, you can either restrict it or not. Okay, you need...
We don't want to restrict...
Okay. No. All right. That's what I need to know, that no restrictions are in place other than what is already in place. Correct. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve this order on the non-restriction as it was last year?
No restrictions.
All right. Motion by Garza, second. By Rodriguez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 22, discuss and approve order prohibiting or restricting certain fireworks in unincorporated areas of Brooks County. Same thing, but different. With this is, of course, with fireworks.
No bottle rockets?
No bottle rockets.
Same thing, nothing like
that. No bazookas.
Okay.
So, we have a statement of the bottle rockets in the market of the world.
And all these orders have to be approved before December 15th, which is Thursday. Do you have a motion for the order restricting certain fireworks in unincorporated areas?
For all of them or just for some?
Bottle rockets, certain fireworks.
Excelsior.
It
is.
It's
the same one as last year.
The same thing. It says any person may not sell, detonate, ignite, or in any use, way use, fireworks classified as skyrockets with sticks under 49 CFR
Title 173.001, R210186 addition, or missiles with bins in any portion of the unincorporated areas of Brooks County. The order does not prohibit permissible fireworks as authorized in Occupations Code Section 2154.0038. A person commits an offense and the person knowingly or intentionally violates a prohibition established by this order. An offense under the court under this order is a Class C misdemeanor. Do you have a motion to approve this order?
Right here.
Motion by Garza, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 23. I think there was a misunderstanding, communication with this item, so this will be tabled until we establish what renewal program we're going to go with. So do I have a motion to table line item 23, which is discussing the 48-month renewal proposal from Direct Energy? I believe that it's not time yet for a renewal. So do I have a motion to table?
Okay.
Motion by Garza, second by Villarreal. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Let's go to line item 27, discuss and approve the moving of other offices at the courthouse annex to other county buildings to accommodate offices. I know this was brought up in last commissioner's court, so I thought I'd put it on the agenda so we can know who's going where. Discussion?
Ms. Garza, you want to take the lead on this one? Yes, on 27, I know that we talked about moving number
27.
Yeah, 27, right?
Yes, 27.
Okay. I think what we have been talking about here for the last year, I guess, moving the election administrator to the library and to make room for JT2 and JT3. And, we wanted to relocate from JT2 and JT3 to the Brooks County Courthouse Annex. And election administrator to the library in order to make room for the two JTs. That's what we've been talking about. And Adam, is everything in place if we do approve this?
Everything should be in place over there for that. I originally thought they were going to move everybody there to the annex. So the
we are, sir.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. I just thought it was JP 2 and 3.
No, no.
So everything will be in place and work fine. We'll just have to make some adjustments and hook everybody up and make sure all their equipment is operating.
So we are, whatever y'all need to do to move these individuals and accommodate them? That means everyone that has the office. So, Ms. Landa, get your supervisor to call me so I think you're going to be one of the ones that are going to be. Is that correct, Tony? She'll be? Is that correct? Will Landa be moved?
Somewhere? Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Landa and Bobby as well.
If you can,
they're going to be hand to hand.
Okay. If y'all can submit to me just who's going to work so I can talk to their boss.
Okay.
Have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Line item 27, yes. Motion by Garza.
Ms. Morales, did you have something to say, or did you kind of...
Well, I'm just wondering where we're going to move, but I mean,
this is line item. Do I have a second?
Go ahead.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11, discuss and approve bonds for 2016 appointed officials and peace officers. For... Let me see. Sure, 26. Let me record. Sorry. Discuss and approve the moving of the Justice of Peace officers to Courthouse Annex. Any question?
Yes. Let
me ask the Commissioner's Court. Do you know when this will take place?
It's not going to happen overnight, guys. Okay? Just give us some time, and when we do that, we'll inform you guys. Okay?
Just prior to that, like I said, so I can get
yes.
in contact. Do I have motion
same
to approve?
It's not going to happen.
Motion to approve. Line item 26.
Yes.
Yes.
I will get with you, and I'm gonna, myself and maybe Petroleum, because he's been involved with that as well, myself and Commissioner Garza, I will get with you all, okay?
Yeah, 26, that's what we're discussing. Yes. Do you want to make sure the JPs are okay with it? All right, do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second. Do you have a second?
Go ahead, Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Okay. Line item 11, discuss and approve bonds for 2016, appointed officials and peace officers. I just need y'all's okay so that we can approve all the bonds that, for all the individuals that were appointed and elected, correct, or appointed? And placed by the, and given jobs by the county sheriff's department. Do you have a motion?
Mayor.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Line item 12, discuss and approve to name the new Encino building and old business 281, the Southern Brooks County Encino La Mesa substation as designed and established by the 2016 Brooks County Commissioners Court. Any questions?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the last 2 years, this is something I've been wanting to get done out there, put a building as a substation. We didn't purchase the land right now. We had the property out there already. It was just a lot, a vacant lot.
Is that
one you were looking at? Yeah, well, in the
0281.
The 0281. The voting place? On right there, that building.
The handicap ramp, about a door, the ramp.
Remember that, David?
If they have a restroom, they have a handicap ramp. The only thing that they didn't know was another thing. They don't ever say, but if they don't get the fire department, we're talking about it, it was small to have another door.
Right.
Sometimes the engine parts have to be in the airport, it's like, they got a ramp, so they can have to do it. They had to put a sign up there that
yeah, so I think that's what's lacking, is the sign for the how many.
Who's going to construct the sign?
I'll see if I know I can get Lucas. I can get Lucas. I'll get the sign.
The sign that to name this is Southern Brooks County Encino La Mesa substation.
I'll see if I can get with Lucas and Ojosa, maybe to make one. I'll talk to them if it's okay with the court, you know, to get it done out there. And then David can take a look at it and install it out there. But I am proud and glad that we got this thing to fruition. We got them a substation out there to use. So, I mean, at one time they wanted to use that thing as a, put trash bins and maybe they could collect trash there or just put some dirt where we could get dirt from, and that wasn't... Yeah, it didn't sound too good like that. So we got the building there. I'm proud of the court that, you know, they cooperated with me and helping us get that, you know, up and going. So, yeah, I'm proud of that. And I want to, there was a lot of people who did a lot of work on this. And so I am thankful for that. So, yeah.
Good job, Commissioner. Do you have a motion to approve?
Aye.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,149.28 from 12050510811 maintenance supervisor to 12050510950 capital outlays sprinkler system in the amount of $316 to 12050512810707 temporary help in the amount of $1,833.28. Line item 14, discuss and approve line item transfer of $3,821.39 from 13050000.9500 capital outlay machinery, $2,000 from 13050000.5826 road repairs machinery and sub, and $203.83 from 13050000.5511 principal for debt 2013 0500-0050-9510, capital outlay vehicle and equipment, the amount of $3,821.39, to 1305-0000-9070, miscellaneous, in the amount of $2,000, and to 1305-0000-5512, interest for department, in the amount of $203.83. Is that the... Okay.
The first one is online.
Okay.
That's because there's a lot of sprinkler, underground sprinkler, that pop up. They were broken, so we're wasting a lot of money on water. We found, we're looking at water bills, and our water bills will come up. Why is the deal more at the library than it used to be? So we found out that we had a lot of sprinkler heads broken. So I have to even know we're going to overrun the budget. So go ahead and fix it, because that's going to benefit us with the water bill, because we're getting charged for that. And that's why that's what we're doing. David's is, we had some issues with, we bought those trucks, and we got those new trucks. We were kind of off on the interest rate, so much money. So that happened in between the end of the fiscal year closing and the new year, so that's why we're here. You got money there, so.
So I have a motion to approve 13 and 14.
13 and 14.
Motion by Villarreal, second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved for 13 and 14. Line item 15, discussion and approval of Senate Bill 546 of the 83 legislative session, where a county tax assessor is required to successfully complete 20 hours of continuing education annually, presented by Terry Silvas. Please come forward.
For our
tax assessor, and every year
we have
to
complete 20 hours before the year comes in. So we
need
hours.
Of course, our chair will be retiring.
Oh,
this year, so. Going out with a bank, sir. All right, do you have a motion to approve this?
Right here.
Motion by Larga, second?
Second.
Second by Villarreal, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. 16, discussion approve the Exxon Mobil bill to be paid from the general fund 12056051 05, Sheriff's Department. The motion?
Right here.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 25. Discuss maintenance on the Brooks County Courthouse. And the reason I put this is because there's a lot of little nicks and scratches on the paint, on the painting outside, on the hallways and all that. So I'm thinking that if it's okay with y'all, just a discussion, that we could get some volunteers, sign a waiver of liability, of course, to come in and help, or maybe get with the maintenance supervisor. Well, I know he's out, but the maintenance at right now, to kind of help us out, you know, keeping, of course, the beauty of our courthouse.
What if they get hurt on the job?
Well, that's why they would sign a waiver of liability.
Everyone will stick? Everyone will stick?
Well, you know, like anything, everyone's hungry on. Well, that's fine. We don't have to get, but we can, now, if you say no to that, then we can get the maintenance.
Yeah, let's
Community service, that's what I meant by volunteer, and either volunteer or community service.
These community service, what?
Are you guys okay with it? No, we some community service person being inside the courthouse.
It's just
a,
it is.
We don't want to go back to what we're doing.
This is...
I don't know, community service, but... It's been a lot of things, we have taken that stairs, but I want to do it out of our building, by the way, for a lot of...
It has to match the color of the...
The color of all that, to get it, so it's okay. It does have issues, but I don't think it's...
This is the demo, it's a non-action.
Is that, the maintenance guys need to keep up with it? You know, every 3 months?
Yes, it's a lot.
See what needs to be done?
We're gonna, I'm saying we're gonna move on our guys right now. Gabby, his last day is tomorrow, so we'll have that go on our staff, and that go on, they can't do much right now. So we're gonna be kind of short of staff. I don't know where that, Gabby said his last day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we're gonna do that, basically, that's what we're doing right now.
Well, right now, it's gonna slow down because of the winter, so the cutting and all that stuff, they don't have to cut the grass. But paint, clean windows, I mean, they can do that.
And the windows are real dirty, they have.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got community service to come in and clean the, all the wood and everything, so we do that, but we need a little bit more. We need a little bit more.
And look at our courthouse, I told you, there's a lot of people down there.
That's right.
Everybody says do the courthouse, we need to pay five people.
Absolutely. Thank you. Did I go through all of them? Okay. Line item 28, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Varga, second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Thank you all.